Good evening.
Sure is good to see a lot of smiling faces. And that must tell us that everybody is a very joyous and cheerful mood tonight. Yes, the time has finally come when we can have our singing emphasis. And you'll recall that in the New Testament, James says in chapter 5 and verse 13 that if anyone is happy or cheerful, let him sing psalms. And the Bible tells us exactly how to sing. Two passages that are very similar that I believe most of us, if not all of us, are familiar with in the New Testament tell us exactly how to do just that. And I'd like for us to focus on a couple of thoughts linking the two verses. The first is found in Ephesians chapter 5, there in verse 19. Ephesians chapter 5, and in verse 19, the Apostle Paul says, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Similarly, Colossians chapter 3 and in verse 16, Colossians, as it is known as Ephesians' twin letter, you'll find many similarities in the structure in which Paul was writing. Here in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16, Paul says this, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. The first thing that I want us to focus on is, who is our singing targeted towards? Is it toward one another, or is it to God? Well, in both of these passages, we find that, yes, it is to God. In Ephesians, we read, sing and make melody in your hearts to the Lord. In Colossians, we're told to sing with grace in our hearts unto God. When we think about who God is and what He has done for us, it is only natural as human beings that we would be joyous to sing unto Him. After all, the psalmist said in the 100th chapter in the 3rd verse, it is He that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are so blessed to have a Maker, one that creates the very hearts that we give back unto God. When we look at the life of Christ and the example that He set, in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 2, Paul said that Christ has offered Himself as a sweet-smelling aroma unto God. And when you think of us as Christians being followers of Christ, that's what we're told to do too. Notice what Paul told the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, there in verse 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and in verse 14. Paul says, now thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of His knowledge in every place. For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. Just as a song has a melody, and many times that is a melody that gets stuck with us wherever we go, it is very pleasing to our ears and many times can touch the very soul, so we are to God. We are to be pleasing to Him in every way, that others will see what we do, listen to the words that we speak, and it will stick with them, perhaps causing many to be saved. But notice that we sing with grace in our hearts. We cannot be saved without the grace of God, can we? Paul taught Titus in chapter 2 and verse 11 that the grace of God brings salvation. It has appeared unto all men. And many times Paul is very, very thankful that who he was because of the grace of God. But yet, we are not saved by grace alone. In fact, in Ephesians chapter 2, there especially in verse 8, we're taught by grace are you saved through faith. Many of the songs that we sing express our faith unto God and about His grace toward us. And therefore, as we go from this point forward, remember the words of Paul as he taught the Galatians in chapter 6 and verse 18, "Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen." When we're leaving those things of God with us, remember the second purpose is to edify one another. As we sing these words, we really hear what is being sung. It's so easy to get so caught up in the tune and knowing how things go and focusing so hard on getting all the notes just right. But remember, the purpose for us is to speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, as recorded in Ephesians 5:19 and in Colossians 3:16, to let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another. How many words do we sing are the words of Jesus Christ, or words that others have sung in praise unto Him? These words need to hold true. We need to listen to these words, to understand these words, and to apply them to our lives and help encourage one another with these words, as is often recorded in the New Testament. And so, as we look back on this evening, I pray that first and foremost, God has been pleased with how we've been singing unto Him and our worship unto Him. But secondly, that we've all been edified. So as we go throughout this service and in the rest of our lives, let's all be encouraged to speak the words of Christ and share His blessings with others. This evening, we're about to sing a song of encouragement. And if there's one tonight that needs to respond to that invitation, we invite you to come as together we stand and sing.